This is the Ultrasounds Show, and my name is E-Love.
We've got a special guest live and direct tonight. We're going to be speaking with Sacha Obama, Ashley Ferrand, the wife of Thomas Ashley Ferrand, also known as Nama Deva, and he's best known from a very well-known book, Healing Mantra. And Sacha Obama is a Vedic priest. She has a law degree and a BA. She ran for Los Angeles County Supervisor.
She teaches ancient mantra techniques and spiritual practices.
Greetings and welcome to the Ultrasound Show.
Namaste and good evening.
Good evening, sweetheart. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I wanted to mention you are coming into the Tampa Bay area next week. We're very, very blessed that you're coming. So thanks for taking time out tonight.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to giving a workshop in Tampa starting April 8th.
I wanted to start off this interview by discussing how you got involved in these spiritual practices.
I just was always a person who was interested in spirituality from the time I was a small child, not that my family was particularly. And I started searching in the Christian church. Actually, my dad took me when I was three to the Episcopal church near our house in Manhattan. And I fell in love with the stained glass windows and the music. And then I wanted to keep going for that. And didn't do too much with Sunday school, but as I got older, I did sing in the choir. And then I got to be 18 and started asking grown-up questions. And they didn't have any answers about why things are the way they are, why, if God is a loving father, that all kinds of bad things happen. They just couldn't cope with that. So I took a walk. And, you know, I was was a Unitarian, which was a good thing to do, raising children with a husband from a different religion. He came from the Jewish tradition, but he wasn't particularly religious. But the Unitarian Church teaches about all the religions. And then I just kept on my personal search, and I had read Autobiography of a Yogi, Paramahansa Yogananda's book, in 1979. I had been taking classes at Rosalind Breyer's Center. She's a very famous healer. You can see her hands on the cover of a book where the light streams out of her fingers. Those are Rosalind's hands from Dr. Valerie, I can't remember her name's book on Kirlian photography from UCLA. And so I kept going and had a lot of friends who'd seen different Hindu gurus, Muktananda, Satchitananda, Maharishi, and I was curious. After I read the Autobiography of a Yogi, and I was living in Washington, D.C., the fall after I graduated from law school. And so I met somebody who lived at the temple where Sadhguru Sankeshava Das was the main guru, and also his wife, Sadhguru Ramamata. And so I said, you know, next time the guru comes to town, let me know, and I want to go over. So I did, and it was the first time I ever heard a talk by anybody. I have an ear for when they're saying things that aren't right. That's the first time I ever heard somebody talk for an hour, and I knew it was all true. So I thought I had to find out more about that. And then, as it happens, I met Nama Deva that night. He was the main priest at that temple, and he was planning to move out. And that was December 1980, and we got together. We're married by both gurus December 1981.
Wow. A year later.
Yes, about a year and a week.
And then the journey began from that point on, and you became a Vedic priest?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I started with one of Guruji's books that's called Holy Techniques of the Healing Techniques of the Holy East. And it has a lot of mantras in it and a lot of practices in it, and a particular discipline called the Chamundi discipline, which is about the great, powerful protectress goddess who is even more powerful than the Durga that most people have heard of. So I did that discipline, and it has a puja in the book, Pandaranga Puja, and I learned to do that. And I learned a lot from Namadeva. He was a scholar as well as a priest, and I learned a tremendous amount from him. And from time to time, I would learn from Guruji as he would come to town. And by 82, we were back in Southern California, and he was coming there, and his headquarters was in Northern California. But most of what I learned, I mean, I read a lot of stuff, but most of what I learned, I actually learned from Namadeva. The beginning for me about being intrigued had to do with some of these questions that aren't answered in Christianity, or their answers don't satisfy me, about how the world works. And so I learned about reincarnation. I had read about that. Actually, I had read Edgar Cayce's books in 1970. and it made sense to me, but it doesn't give any theory of it. And talking about how we're born, how life is a school, how karma is the mistakes we make, and then we have to come back and learn to do better. And learning to do better, it's not about punishment, it's really about school. And Mother always says mistakes instead of sins, Sadhguru Ramamata. And those things were interesting to me. The cosmic creation is interesting to me. It was in 1980 was when it was really coming out and being on television how the Western scientific view, physics had suddenly taken a leap about how the universe was created and found that it was described tens of thousands of years ago in the Vedas of India, the Himalayas. And so that there was recognition of that at that time, and I found that very intriguing. And it all began to fit into a pattern that made sense, both at the cosmic level and the personal level. And then the mantras themselves, one example is that I was in D.C. in the winter and it was cold and dreary, and so I started chanting one of the sun mantras, and it was like creating inner sunshine. The mantras, Om Bhaskaraya Vidmahe, Divakaraya Dhimahi, Tano Suryaha Prachodayat. So you're saying three different names of the sun in that one song in the Gayatri meter. And I'd say it over and over and have sunshine, even if it was gray and cold. And then there are other mantras, like the Ganesha mantras are often the first mantras that people learn, because Ganesha takes away obstacles, brings blessings. And that's what this workshop is about. The simple mantra is Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And that mantra is particularly good for taking away obstacles and really good if you're job hunting. Namadeva always had a story about he needed a job. He couldn't find a job. It was right after we moved to California, and there was kind of a recession in the country at the time. And so he started chanting Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, hundreds of them, not just a 40-day sadhana, but just keeping on going. And towards the end of that, right at the end of it, he got an offer. He was told about a medical clinic that was looking for somebody for a marketing kind of job, kind of a lower-level thing. And he thought, well, I don't know how to do that. I've never done anything like that. And then he thought, best not to walk away from an opportunity. So he went to the clinic in Hollywood, California, and he got the job. And within a week, he was the marketing director, and he had what turned into a fairly lucrative career for about 15 years out of that.
Wow.
That's a good story, and every bit of it's true.
So for people of different religions, how is it that they can utilize these practices?
Well, the mantras are work through the science of sound. It's in all the holy books, including the Bible, that God said, let there be light. And then there was light. Light didn't come first. And the mantras work through the science of sound. They vibrate. You make them vibrate through what you say. And they have a particular pattern of vibration, and that vibration helps you. You don't have to know what they mean. You don't have to believe in them, but they actually work. Just like ultrasound works in the medical clinic, you don't have to believe in it, but if they use it on you, it tends to work. So that's how you can integrate it. You just need to learn the ones there. Some are better to bring in prosperity. Some are better to remove obstacles. Some are particular for enlightenment, if that's what you're looking for. Well, I think most of us are at some point looking for enlightenment.
There's things happening in the world that are causing a lot of unrest. How can the mantras help with this?
We have developed a set of mantras, that is to say, Namadeva chose from Ganesha's mantras, because there are many very powerful mantras from Ganesha. And he chose a set of mantras that are particularly good for healing both the planet, Mother Earth, the people, the species on it. And so there's a whole set of mantras, which I put in a newsletter recently, and they're available in the archive. That whole newsletter is available in the archive of our newsletters, which is on our website at sanskritmantra.com. That's sanskritmantra, written as if it's all one word, .com. And if you click on that and you look right away on the left side column, you'll see a funny little open carton, and that's the archives. And that's where you can go and find it under first Q 2011 for the first quarter. and that's where they are, and you can read them. There is one that's particularly good that Namadeva had figured out for helping the deva. Some people know about nature spirits. These are nature spirits, but some of these nature spirits are large enough to be working for a whole state. So if you want to help your state, you would chant Om Vigna Nashanaya Namaha. And Vigna is obstacles. So what you're saying is, Lord of the obstacles, please remove them. Om Vigna Nashanaya Namaha. And that's the first one in that list.
People could get together and actually do this with each other in community too.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's really good to chant together, because when you are chanting, two people double the power of one chanting. It's a multiple of the number of people in the room. So if it's 10 people, it's 10 times 10. And you can feel the power of doing things like this together, whether it's prayer or chanting, getting together once a week or at least once a month and doing some spiritual practices. Very empowering to everyone and very effective.
Now, in this Ganesha workshop that's coming up, you have listed that the attendees will learn how to stop someone from trying to harm them. Is this a protection mantra?
It's a protection mantra, yeah. There's several of them, actually, but yes.
And then also for immediate assist on some matters, which has got to be very handy to have.
Yeah, this one's kind of fun because it translates out instant blessing, is what the words kind of mean. But the energy means instant help from Ganesha. And so this could be on any subject. It could be help with a problem you have or help with an illness that you have. But it also can be as simple as, I dropped my keys, I can't find them, I'm late for work. And if you say this mantra, the keys pop up. Namadeva discovered this because he had something he needed for a program he was giving, and he couldn't find it anywhere, and he had to go, and he said the mantra, and right away he found it. It was just a piece of paper lying on top of that other piece of paper, and he took it and went, and then started telling that story.
Beautiful. You are also going to be teaching people how to be empowered to work with color and perform color therapy. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes, there's a mantra, Om Kapilaya Namaha, and Kapilaya means colors or honoring colors. And if you use that, you attract the energy to yourself to work with colors. And for people who are taking healing classes and learning how to work with colors, it will enhance that. It will enhance that practice. And I wouldn't be surprised, because these things work for so much, that could also work if you're into fashion design and you're working with colors. It could enhance your perception of colors in that, or in an art career.
Or architectural design.
Yes, the energy of the divine just wants to help you, and it just wants you to open yourself up for it.
Can you explain what a transmission of these mantras is?
A transmission or initiation into a mantra comes when someone who has gotten enough energy themselves in that mantra by doing a lot of work with it is able to transmit it to another person. The mantras work. You can read them in a book and just start chanting them, and they work. But if you get a transmission, which is not absolutely necessary, from a teacher or a guru, then you get a leg up, because you get a good bit of energy of their practice. And so you're not starting from zero anymore. You're starting from some much higher number that they've achieved.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. If people would like to learn more about Sanskrit Mantra and be able to purchase some of your products, where do they go?
For the information on all the different books and recordings we have about mantras, including DVDs, it's sanskritmantra.com. And for information about the workshop and for registration, which is going to be at Jai D Yoga, it's jaideyoga.com, and that's JAIDEEYOGA, all one word, .com.
Beautiful.
And then click on the workshops, and it's right there.
Excellent. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Much love, many blessings, and we look forward to having you here in Tampa Bay.
Thank you, E-Love. Love you, too, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Love you. Ciao, sweetheart.
Ciao, baby.
And we've been speaking with Satya Bhama, Ashley Ferrand, wife of Thomas Ashley Ferrand, some of you may know, from very well-known book Healing Mantra. She's going to be here in the Tampa Bay region Saturday 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. the 8th of April. And then actually Friday night is going to be a puja, a ceremony, and that's 7 o'clock till 9. And then Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6, and Sunday, 10 a.m. till 6. So it's a full workshop weekend. Or you can just attend the Friday puja ceremony. And once again, you can go to jdyoga.com. You can check out sanskritmantra.com to find out more info about Satyabhama. You're listening to the Ultrasounds Show. My name is E-Love. Every Thursday night, 11 till 1 a.m. right here on WMNF Tampa.